the one in the driver's seat, even though you actually are. This book is not about becoming someone you're not or turning your boyfriend into a spineless manslave. It's about your empowerment, about taking back what's yours. No man should ever be able to play games with you, to take you for granted, to treat you even a tiny bit less than you deserve. By the time you've finished this book, this will all be a part of your past. I'm still not kidding. Some of these high-value women were born with this gift. Most, however, have had to learn it. Most of my clients found me because they had reached their breaking point. They'd had enough. These women noticed that all the relationships they were in, or tried to get in, ended on the same dead-end street. So they had to be doing something wrong. They had to change something. You're about to get all of the insights you'll need to really understand men. You'll read all of the tricks to getting men to treat you the way they should and the way you deserve. The high-value woman knows how to control men. Not in a bad way. Needless to say, they don't achieve this by becoming a nagging dictator in the relationship. Far from it. Nagging is not even in their dictionary. They never nag, yell, or pout. They don't need to. They know a whole range of psychological facts about men that help steer the men they date. You'll also see that they don't become bad women. They treat men with respect at all times, just as they expect respect in return. And that's exactly what they get. A man who doesn't even think about playing games, who values their time, and most importantly, their heart. Furthermore, these women are best at repelling bad men, men who won't bring anything to the table in the relationship. They're also great at spotting dishonest men who try to play games or hide their real motives. Are you curious to find out how they do it? Then read on. How come I know this high-value woman so well? I've met and seen her countless times. I've been coaching people all over the world since 2005. I've written a couple of best-selling books, have coaching courses and programs, and for a select group of people, do some personal coaching. The only way to give so many people massive value is to know why people do what they do. To get to that point, I've made it my habit, starting in the early 2000s, to interview hundreds of people every year. I ask them for their secrets. I ask them why they believe they are in happy relationships and why they stepped out of previous ones. As I continued to do this, I started to see a line of recurring strategies used by people who were very successful in finding and keeping a great relationship. I noticed high-value women were all using the same mindset. There were several similar behaviors and strategies. After interviewing close to 1,000 of them over the years, I started to explain these strategies to the women I personally coach. The results were massive. That's why I decided to write this book. Even though I've already authored several others, I wanted to write a book that solely focuses on how the high-value woman would behave in a set of situations. I also write this book because so many other guides and self-help books on the market are riddled with mistruths. Women who claim to know how men think have written these books. These authors have no idea, as proven by the examples used within their pages. I get it. They want to sugarcoat everything and include insights about men. They want to make sure women enjoy reading the book. That makes sense. However, when the information is dead wrong, it's not helping anyone. Nevertheless, if you've read any of my books, then you'll know I use a different approach. I tell it like it is. I respect women so much that I'm sick and tired of the games some men play. But what bothers me even more are the women who lose out on a great relationship because they don't get the reactions of the guy they're with and lose him as a consequence. You can expect me to step on your toes here and there throughout this book. Some of what I say will be blunt, even hard to take. Please realize that I do this because I have the utmost respect for women, for you. I love and appreciate women more than you will ever know. That's exactly the reason why I chose to be blunt in writing this book. I want you to see men for what they really are, but I also want you to see some of the misguided behaviors that can get a woman in trouble in her love life. Most men have not been honest with you, often in an effort to not hurt your feelings. Sometimes they were just playing games and didn't care at all. That's why I want to tell you the cold, hard truth. That's why I write books. I want to lift the veil so you can see clearly from now on. Can you handle the truth? Let's go. Brian. Why men find the good girl, or the nice girl, repelling. You might have noticed that nice girls always finish last and men seem to prefer bad women. Why would that be? Imagine a guy who wears white socks during sex. He has a unibrow.